Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from June the 12th, 2023. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ, Dorsey Wright. Taking a look at Friday's performance, bit of a mixed bag for mostly indices we follow. We saw EEM emerging markets lead the way to the upside, closing up 45 basis points. Quite a few U.S. equity indexes finished in positive territory or stayed in positive territory after we saw some nice chart movement, especially out of the S&P 500. From there, we see crude oil down over 1.5%. They're almost down 1.6%. And leading the way to the downside. Taking a look at the chart of the S&P 500 this morning, we saw it add these two X's here, matching its prior rally high in August there at 43.20. So we now see if it is capable of pushing back above that, bringing it possibly to the highest level we've seen since early spring last year. Taking a look at the chart of crude, not much change. Really, it still remains in a column of O's. We thought it might reverse back into a column of X's last week after a couple good rallies to start the week. But ultimately, it still remains in this column of O's currently. So still continue to watch crude and still really remains range bound within this low 80s to mid 60s level there for crude oil. Still not too much movement there. As far as indicators, we have now seen quite a few of the bullish percents move back into X's, but we are also seeing some stocks move back into positive trends, giving the potential for a reversal back on the PT for the NYSE. That's actually within a percent of reversing back up. We'd see that at 44, so we possibly are getting close to seeing that reversal back into X's. So we keep an eye out for that as we might see some stocks move back into a positive trend. And among those who have recently done that, we'll talk about some Dow stocks here that might look actionable. But among those who have recently moved back into a positive trend is American Express, AXP. It's a 4 for 5, or ranks in the top third of the finance sector matrix. Moved back into a positive trend earlier this month and has now rallied up above pretty notable resistance here at 166. Trades at 172 on the chart. Maybe would look for it on a reversal into O's, but really it would be actionable from here at 170 to even a reversal down at 166 there. So reversion down to prior resistance there would be pretty healthy for American Express. Looking at Apple, we did see it reverse down last week into O's. Sits at 178. Still pretty, still about 18 bucks above the next level of support there, but still remains what we would call just slightly in an actionable range. Would probably still look to dollar cost average in an Apple at the moment, or just take partial positions looking for that weekly overbought oversold reading to normalize there. The next stock we'll take a look at is going to be Salesforce. We also saw it reverse down to begin the month, moving back into more actionable territory. Actually, probably sits in actionable territory at this time, would even still remain actionable on the pullback to the middle of the trading band there at 200, and has nice support at 198 as well as at 188. That's a 4 for 5er. Looking at McDonald's, similarly, healthy pullback here recently, did pull back in May, but has continued to pull back here to 280, which is that prior breakout level. So really, as far as chart action, remains pretty healthy, and it's a 3 for 5er, technically in oversold territory. Another one that we see slightly in oversold territory is Merck, MRK. It's a 4 for 5er, still maintains a buy signal, has been in those though, and continues lower here, but we keep an eye on support there at 104 and 102, and really if it reversed back into X's there at 114, it would be actionable there as well. Taking a look at next, Microsoft, similar to Apple, we saw it reverse down into O's here at 324. Still would look to really just dollar cost average or take partial positions on Microsoft at this time as support sits there at 276. Last stock we'll take a look at is Walmart. Reversed back into X's last week here at 152. Still see some resistance here at 154. Move above 156 would be a new 52-week high for Walmart. Has nice support there at 146 as well as at 142. But those are just a few of those Dow names we wanted to cover that might look actionable this week or what you may want to keep an eye out for. As always, if you have any questions about the video or any particular positions you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804 320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.